Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Gavin Gregory.
Who plays?
Mr.
In Alice Walker's iconic The Color Purple, now coming to the Kennedy Center here throughout August. So thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, this work is, I mean, Walker's work is one of the most iconic, most masterful, not only in African-American literature, but in literature in general. Mm-hmm. Explain before, because I want to get into the music and everything else, but okay. Just as a story, why do you think this one still, is it the scope of it, how it charts, you know, so like generations of, you know, this family, or what is it about? Why do you think the story itself, the text, still lives on?
I think it's one of those stories that's going to live on, like, I always joke and say, I hope I'm around for the revival that they do in 2040 in 2060, because it's one of those stories. It's just a timeless human interest story, you know, that I think that everybody can relate to. And it, just to see how this woman's journey, Celie, from being a young girl to being a woman in her 40s and someone who actually makes the choice to take control of her own life, besides, you know, or, you know, in spite of all of the adversity that she faces and everything. It's just one of those stories that people can definitely relate to and cling to.
Yeah. I mean, when you said she makes that choice to stand, I think of that. What is that? When Whoopi Goldberg pulls the knife on Danny Glover and says, you're going to do right by me, or everything you think about is going to fail. And of course, Oprah was in it too.
Steven Spielberg.
I mean, come on. Well, I want to get more, but thoughts on the movie really fast. How much does that either, I don't want to say cast a shadow because it was a great movie, but you know what I mean? How much does that influence? Are you guys thinking of those roles? Like, you got to be thinking of Danny Glover as you're doing it. Or how do you separate it and make it your own, I guess?
I will be honest with you. I have to divorce myself from the movie. I know it's there, and I don't act like that it wasn't, because of course I remember falling in love with the movie back in the
85.
Yeah, man. I was there at a theater crying. It was one of the first movies that ever made me cry.
Which scene got you? Do you remember?
God. Let me tell you something. Just the end. Period. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was
when
me
they run
and
up
one
and
of my
hug
brothers.
Each other,
oh my God! Please. Oh my God.
We're crying. Oh, he's crying now.
I'm crying now. No, but it's
purple
just
tears.
Yeah. But I really have to divorce myself of trying to be or wanting to even think about being Danny Glover. I have to be what Alice Walker describes in that book, and what the writers of the script for this particular telling of this story, what they want. You know, I understand Danny Glover is there. Danny Glover is amazing. He is a quintessential actor. However, I cannot try to be Danny Glover. There's just no way. I have to be Gavin Gregory. And so I just look at the work and bring me to that work.
And when they're doing it in 2040, everyone's going to say, I can't be Gavin Glover.
Exactly,
I got to be me.
Exactly.
Who's Danny Glover? All right. Now, we're like sort of assuming that everyone saw the movie or read the book, but let's take one step back and just basic premise in case we have listeners that they've heard of The Color Purple, obviously, but let's say they've never seen it and know nothing about it. Give the general premise.
The Color Purple is the story of a young African-American girl set back in the early 1900s, who at 14 she was abused by her what she thought was her father, she ended up having two children with him. He ends up pretty much selling her off to a man, but that everyone in the town just called Mr. At the time, and especially her at that time, 14 years old, early 1900s, young black girl. This was Mr. Everybody knew him as Mr. He brings her to his home, where his wife was dead. But he had all of these children and land to maintain. And he was also a man that owned a farm there at the time. So he was a black man at that time employing other black men, you know. So he was really, you know, we're talking about early 1900s and all that that meant.
Height of Jim Crow.
Oh, my Here God. He is, yeah. Oh, my God. And so he makes her life a living hell. But the thing is, he's thinking that's how life should be. You know, essentially, she's my property. And Seeley goes through a journey of just being transformed just by the years of life and survival that she had there under him, mm-hmm. and meeting these amazing women. Sophia, who comes into her life, who marries one of Mr. Sun's, Harpo.
Is that the Oprah character?
Yes, okay, that's the Oprah character. Yes. Yeah. And then Avery, who was a lover of Mister, and what many people don't understand is Shug Avery and Seeley end up having a relationship.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, they end up having a relationship that lasts for a long period of time. That was kind of unbeknownst to Mister and everybody else at that time as well. You know, and we just see this young woman flower into a woman that ends up owning her own business, breaking free of Mister's control, you know, and it's such an empowering, inspirational story, not just for women, not just for black people, but for everyone, you know, it really is. It's powerful.
Now, who plays our Seeley? Who's your co-star that has to endure your wrath and rise up?
Her name is Adriana Hicks, and she is absolutely incredible in this role. You know, she brings all of the nuance to this character, and not just an amazing voice, but an amazing actor. Mm-hmm. You know, I told her, I'm like, we need to do something else after The Color Purple together. You know, she's amazing.
This
she
is
really
a test
is.
Run for your next role.
It is.
Now, what's going to separate this from our other memories of the book and the movie is, mm-hmm. it's a musical, right? When did it actually get adapted? Was it 5 years ago?
Well, actually, I was in the original adaptation.
You in the OBC?
On Broadway. Yes.
Really?
It came out in 2005 at the Broadway Theater in New York. They workshopped it in Atlanta, Georgia back in 2004. I actually saw it then, and I was able to be the understudy. I was young enough to play the understudy for Harpo at the time. And so I worked with the...
Had to work your way up to Mr.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm just old enough now and,
you had to grow
and
into
a stronger
the role.
Actor. So yeah, it was really cool though. But it's great to have been a part of both of those incarnations. But yeah, 2005 is when it made its first debut on Broadway.
What was the audience reaction? I mean, because everyone had known, you know, everyone was aware of the story.
But my God.
How did people embrace that, seeing it turned into a musical for the first time?
It was incredible. Yeah. It really was. The movie is so iconic, you know, and to be able to see all of those characters come to life, and then of course everybody's like, you know, who's going to play the Oprah character, and you know, it was incredible. LaShawn's actually was the first actress to play the role of Seeley, and she won the Tony Award for this, you know, incredible. Incredible, man.
It's quite the legacy on Broadway now, in addition to all the
other
stuff.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's go into some of the music. If some of our listeners are aware of the story, but maybe they couldn't get up to Broadway to see it. What are some of the you know, your favorite numbers in the show?
I love, first of all, Seeley's 11 o'clock number in the song. It's called I'm Here. It is beautiful. It's absolutely transformative. It's inspirational, and of course Adriana Hicks, she sings it with just the the power that it needs, you mm-hmm. know, and you actually believe her when she's singing it. Great song. Push the Button, which is one of Suge Avery's songs. And, you know, she comes into the juke joint. We're having a great time. She's like the Beyonce of the day, you know. and one song that there are a lot of songs. The actual song, The Color Purple, is beautiful. I actually sing a song in there. It's called Seeley's Curse, and it's almost like a soliloquy. And I love doing this only because in the movie we didn't get a chance to really see Mr. Get his redemption.
Right.
In the musical, Mr. definitely gets his redemption, and you could see it just through the transformation that happens within the song that I have to sing, and I enjoy doing that nightly.
What's that one called?
It's called Seeley's Curse.
Seeley's Curse.
It's called Seeley's Curse. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. We get to see. Yeah, because you're right. In the movie, Danny Glover's just kind of left as the hanging as the evil man.
Yeah.
But at night, you get some redemption.
Yeah, and what the crazy thing is actually in the movie, like they allude to it, it's hinted at best, you know. And so Alice Walker, who was definitely a part of bringing this the story alive on Broadway, she said that she really wanted Mistress Redemption to be highlighted in this, like she highlights it in the book, because in the book it's definitely highlighted.
Awesome. So yeah. When you go, look out for that song.
Yeah.
You know?
No pressure.
See, like, yeah. What do we see costume wise? Because it's obviously, you mentioned it's that sort of, early 1900s era, but like, you know, what are they wearing in the set design? You know, take me into sort of what we're going to see on stage at the Kennedy
Center. Well, what's interesting is on the original incarnation of this, we saw a big body set, different sets coming in, so many costumes. This is a stripped down version of that. We definitely do have some great costuming done by Ann Hurd, but the thing about it is they've made the decision to focus more in on the story mm-hmm. as opposed to all of the bells and whistles.
Right.
Because when you see this, and having done both of them, when you see this, I think that this incarnation just helps to bring the viewer, the audience member, more into the story. Mm-hmm. Because there's one set. I think I changed costume twice, and that happens to be with removing my my vest, changing from a red tie to a blue tie when I'm transfigured into a new man.
Is that your symbolic costume transformation?
But with
Seeley, you don't even need to watch the show; just watch the tie.
Yes, coming here and sing. No, but with Seeley, you definitely see some transformation because she sings this amazing song with the rest of the female cast, and it's a song called Seeley's Pants, and so Seeley is wearing pants. She comes out of a dress, and she's wearing these pants that she made, and it's beautiful. And all the women wear them, and they're colorful and they're beautiful. And my son, Harpo, he ends up buying a pair. So yeah, it's interesting. It's cool.
Awesome. Well, before we go, the title. Tell our listeners the symbolic meaning of the color purple in the show.
The color purple. The color purple, there is a line that Suge Avery says, and I hope that I'm getting it right, but she says, I think it pissed God off to walk past the field and see the color purple and not recognize it.
Right.
And purple, it is a sign of royalty, but it's also a sign of abuse. And so purple means all of those things, and you can see it from Seeley's growth and where she goes from being this troubled, used and abused young girl into this flowering, enterprising woman, and you see her go from one spectrum of purple to this other spectrum of purple, and what that means, you know. So yeah.
And as we watch purple. That spectrum, we are going to be crying those purple tears.
Yes.
So, thanks so much for coming in. In closing, why? Simple question. Why come out? Why should our listeners come out?
Oh, my goodness. You want to come out because this story, it it will definitely hit some area in your life that you probably are not, I don't know, maybe you're not paying attention to it, but it will give you some inspiration for sure on how to just deal with just overcoming and also just being an inspiration. And I don't say that in a very trite way either. Mm-hmm. I think that people will definitely get something out of this that they can take with them for years to come.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Again, it's The Color Purple now at the Kennedy Center. Come check it out. Thanks, man.
Thank you.